You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Royals lost to the Twins 17-0 on Saturday. Eduardo Escobar homered twice in that one, and he would continue the onslaught on Sunday against Ian Kennedy.
That'll get Buxton home, and it will get Escobar home.
Eduardo Escobar is lava hot. Have to be careful with the location here. And that's a good spot for Kennedy. Usually he's above the belt there. He's okay, but not with a guy who's hot. He's not going to miss it. You guys had a nice interview with him on the pregame show today.
He was very good.
Yeah, he was. Showing him pitching.
Oh, Melky Cabrera. Deep to right field, and just like that, the Royals regain the lead. Right to a guy holding a sign that says, "The Milkman delivers."
No way.
Let it go.
Oh, I mean, that ball was loud off the bat.
Broken bat. Witt going out, and it's going to drop. And it's worth two. And now Buxton will go to second base. Drill to center field. And Buxton was shallow. It's over his head.
There you go.
How far will Kane go? The Royals regain the lead. Kane's going to go for it all. He is out at the plate.
Man. What a swing.
Popped up. Whit Merrifield is there. And the Royals win the series.
5-4 Kansas City is your final. The Royals' bullpen combines for 3 1/3 hitless frames in this contest. Scott Alexander picks up the win, his fourth of the year, and Brandon Maurer records his first save as a Royal. Sunday's win pulls the Royals to within 3.5 games of the Twins for the second American League wildcard slot. Here's the KC manager, Ned Yost.
Yeah, Gordy makes that play just about every time. I don't know if the sun got in, it's, you know, affected him a little bit or what, but
might have been miscommunication too.
Normally those two guys work pretty well together, so yeah. I don't know what really happened. Minor getting out of the jam and was helped with a tremendous defensive play by Lorenzo Cain, but you know, just battle his command a little bit, two walks, but you know, getting us through the inning clean in the eighth, and then you know, Maurer with you know, Escobar leads off with the ball deep to left and has to, you know, pitch with a runner on second, nobody out, and get through it. So it was equally impressive all the way around. Well, Milky's two-run homer to give us the lead back after Ian had pitched so well and given up the blooper on a really good pitch to Buxton to give them the lead, and then boom, come right back. You know, with the two-run homer was a big key, but Lorenzo's was the game winner. I mean, it was kind of a controversial play on a check swing. I think that situation, I think somebody's getting thrown out anyway, it gets called, you know, because that's a 50-50. You know, 50% of the time you see it called and 50% of the time you don't. And the guy that's on the non-receiving end of that's probably going to be pretty upset in that situation. So coming off of that, you know, was a huge hit.
Lorenzo Cain comes up big for the Royals at Target Field. He goes 3-for-4 with a go-ahead two-run triple in the seventh. Cain is batting .293 for the year.
We definitely needed that. Haven't been playing the best baseball, but come here and take 2 out of 3. Definitely need it, and hopefully just get us going in the right direction.
We've seen this so many times in the history of baseball that sometimes something might not go your way. And then you have that opportunity to come back and make up for it. How hungry were you coming back to the plate?
Very. I said after I missed that ball, I was very upset. So I was doing anything possible to make sure I got a hit there. So, you know, it felt good to come through and driving some runs for the boys.
I think you went through the stop sign. You were close. It took the perfect play, too. Give us the mindset there. You knocked in the two and got the lead. Almost a homer.
Yeah, almost a homer. Definitely ran through the stop sign there. Told Jer, sometimes you just got to take a chance. So, like I say, just trying to, I'm hustling all the way, trying to score a run there. So ended up getting thrown out. But, hey, it happens.
Jake Junis makes the start. Jacob Junis will make the start.